Good morning. This is Lance Tarchione, technical agronomist with DeKalb and Asgrow, here with you on WGIL Radio this morning with our weekly episode of Ag Talk. So we had a huge week here on the farm. The whole farm team had a very productive week. Probably, I don't really keep track of this kind of stuff, but probably one of the more productive weeks in total that I can recall on our farming operation. And a lot of good luck goes into that. So not taking any credit for that myself, but we did get a lot of acres planted. We got a lot of acres sprayed, and all the cows got moved to pasture this week. Even had a neighbor who accidentally worked a field for me this week. So would have been better if I had wanted the field work, but we'll leave that subject for another episode. Mistakes happen, especially when you've got hired help. So we had a lot of good help, a lot of good luck, and good weather. The area that we were ready to plant next, where both planters were setting, one ready to do corn, one ready to do beans, happened to get the least amount of rain in the most recent rain event. So we were fortunate to have acres that were ready to plant several days before a lot of people did. And so we were really able to get a full week's worth of planting done, which Cole and I can't do as much in a week as some guys can. I had an embarrassing experience this week. I was filling up our 16-row planter. And, you know, when you're by yourself and you got to dump 32 bags of corn and put some talc in, and, you know, it doesn't happen instantaneously. But I wasn't lollygagging around. I wasn't taking frequent breaks. I wasn't texting on my phone. I was working. And the neighbor across the road planted 40 acres with his high-speed 24-row planter in less time than it took me to fill mine. So that was a bit of a sobering moment. But I digress. So we're setting at 85% of our beans in the ground, a little over 85%, and a little over 50% of our corn planted. So I feel really good about that. That's a comfortable place to be based on what I know right now. And the problem we face as farmers is all the things that we don't know. And do you know people in your life who are worriers? Farmers who are worriers like to fixate on two things. Number one, by a huge margin, would be the weather. And number two would be grain markets. But we'll focus on the weather. And I'm curious how the people who are the biggest worriers always seem to find the scariest forecasts. Now we've got predicted big rain coming here over the weekend, several opportunities for rain, possible storms, possibly heavy rain. And people keep finding these weather forecasts that are predicting, you know, 3, 4, or 5 inches of rain over the weekend. Mine has never had that much in it, but who knows? Speaking of weather forecasts, Cole has decided that he should have been a weatherman. And he has observed that if he makes mistakes in his chosen professions of farming and mechanicking, bad things happen. And his perception is that weathermen get to be wrong all the time and never get fired. So he says if the farming and diesel mechanic thing doesn't work out for him, he's going to be a weatherman. But I had a ton of calls from farmers this week wanting to know if they should plant corn. So it's been kind of cold. The forecasts look kind of scary. There's heavy rain coming. And generally speaking, it's better to plant seeds in warm soil. It's better to plant seeds when the weather forecast looks favorable. And generally speaking, you should avoid putting seeds in the ground ahead of a big rain. So there are lots of ominous things this week. And if you're looking for ominous things to be stressed about, you can certainly find them. And I play psychologist this time of year as much as I play agronomist. And I often suggest to farmers that are trying to make a decision about whether or not they should plant to choose the decision that will stress them the least. The reason I say that is we don't know what the right thing to do is ever. We sometimes know what the wrong things to do are, but if you're going to be more worried about the fact that you don't have enough planted, then you should probably plant. If you're going to be more worried about the fact that what you planted may not come up, or what you planted may have to be replanted, or what you planted is not in a good position, then you should probably not plant. So that's about as, you know, as deep as I can get with helping guys try to make decisions about what to do. Hindsight's always 20/20. After spring planting season is over, we can always look back and find two or three days that we would have all been better off to have done nothing. The unfortunate reality is we don't know what days those are going to be ahead of time. So the reason farmers are so worried about the weather and planting conditions and what's the right thing to do is because they all want to raise the best crop they can. And so when I come back, I'm going to give you my recipe free of charge for high-yielding corn. Hi, Lance Tarchione, technical agronomist with DeKalb Asgrow, back with you here on WGI Radio. And before the break, I mentioned I was going to give out my recipe for high-yielding corn. So you probably want to write this down. This could be life-changing for you. It could unlock untold opportunities for your farming operation. So here we go. There's seven things on the list, and one thing has four sub-items on it. So here we go. Number one, plant into good soil conditions. We've had a lot of those this year. We had a lot of those last year. So we can kind of check that box, but you can't plant in the mud. You can't plant when it's too dry. You can't, don't do any of that kind of stuff. You got to plant into good soil conditions. Number two, and this might surprise some of you because I'm kind of known as being a patient planter in some circles, but I'm going to say plant early. Number three, make your corn emerge perfectly. And by perfectly, I mean every seed comes up, they come up at the same time, and they're uniformly spaced. Make it do that in 5 days. Number four, feed it well. That means have a good fertility program. So use plenty of the right stuff. Make sure your crop does not want for any plant essential nutrients. Number five, protect from weeds, insects, and diseases. What do those things do? They all rob your yield. So you got to protect it from that. Number six, this is the one with four sub-items. So number six, make sure it is never too, and too spelled T-O-O, dot, dot, dot. And here are the things you never want it to be too. A, hot. B, cold. C, wet. D, dry. And number seven, give it maximum sunlight. And if you do all those things, you too could raise 400 plus bushel corn on your farm. Now, what's the problem with that list? How many things on that list are within your control? Do you often worry about things you can't control? I know I do. Truly healthy people, I'm told, don't worry about things they can't control. I don't have any concept of what that would be like myself, but I do acknowledge as I get older, I can honestly say as I look back on my life, many of the things that happened to me are due to poor decisions I make that were completely within my control. So one has to wonder, how much worse off would we be if we were in control of everything? That's also a subject for a different day. But the reality of raising crops is there are things that we can do to set us up for success, but we're at the mercy of Mother Nature for a lot of these things. And, you know, planting with good soil conditions, that's within our control. Now, sometimes you have to wait a long time to get to good soil conditions, and that's hard to do. I was talking to a good friend of mine today who is a devout no-tiller and is working with cover crops, and he's in an area that's had more rain, and he hasn't planted hardly anything because his soil's been too wet. And some of his management practices make it harder for that soil to dry out. But his management practices are good. They're just not particularly good when it's a little too wet. And so nothing is perfect, and no one system is always the best. And, you know, we're not in control of how much it rains, when it rains, how warm it is, how cold it is. We're not in control of any of that. And all those things have a huge bearing on what we do in trying to produce high-yielding crops. And so all we can do is control the things that we can control, make the best decisions that we know how at the time we make them. Now, there's always circumstances that come later that make you second-guess your decisions, but we just got to live with that. And I hope you feel good about where you're at in your spring planting progress. Who knows how much rain we're going to get this weekend? That's one thing that I'll share a little bit with you. I used to, you know, good radio people, which I'm not, but I do know good radio people. Good radio people, it's hard to tell whether a program is live or recorded. And so I used to take a little bit of pride in being sneaky and not divulging that I record this program ahead of time. The danger in that is like a big weather event. So, you know, if I'm recording it on Friday, which I normally do, to air on Saturday morning, and I talk about, you know, how dry it's been, and then it rains 3 inches on Friday night, on Saturday morning you're thinking, well, that guy's not very smart at all. So you do have to be careful when, you know, when you're making it sound like you're live on Saturday morning and something happens Friday night that you didn't anticipate or you didn't know about, that you should have mentioned, that you should have known about, but you didn't because it hadn't happened yet. So who knows how much rain we're going to get today or tonight or Sunday or what have you. But we can talk about that next week, I guess. So hopefully you're all at peace with where you're at in your spring planting progress. If you're not, it will be okay. We've got a lot of time left to get the crop in the ground with 100% full yield potential. And there's no guarantee that all the stuff that's in the ground now was the right thing to do. So if you're patting yourself on the back because you're done, just chill out. And if you're freaking out because you're not done, just chill out. We'll talk again next week.